Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Fisher in for Choppy here on a Tolo Tuesday. All right, I really do want to have a LeBron discussion with what he did last night. He really stepped in it, and he eventually deleted what he said. We're going to get into that on the AutoFlex Team Fan Text, but we just got this audio sent to us from the Talking Cowboys podcast, and I'm being told it's Brian Broaddus versus Mickey Spagnuolo.
Yeah, a lot of people are upset over what happened on Sunday with the Cowboys and the loss, and of course Mickey will join us during the 9 o'clock hour, which is also the same time in which you have your first opportunity to win $1,000. So Broaddus and Mickey are talking about various things that happened during that Cowboys Jets game, including the fact that Dak was being hit a lot in this game. Or was he?
Dak Prescott got hit more times in that game than harder than I think I've seen in his entire career.
Well, and just
he
like
was
did you
getting wa- blasted.
Did you watch the game again?
I absolutely did.
What hits did he take other than the two? I saw three. The twist stunt that Connor Williams, they missed that one. He got blasted on that one. The boot and waggle was the one he was outside the pocket that he really got.
And how about the two-point conversion when the guy blitzed and came through free?
That's right there on – that to me is on the call.
I don't care what it's on. He got hit.
Well, it's – you know, they've got to make a play.
I understand.
You know they're going to sell out.
He tried to hang on to it as long as he could.
You know they're going to sell out.
But I don't care. He got hit.
I don't think you watched the game the right way.
Well, I did watch the game the right way.
I don't think you watched the right way.
Well, I absolutely did watch the game the right way. Maybe you didn't watch it because you weren't there.
So you're the point on
I watched this morning, Mickey. I don't think you did.
Were you there?
He dropped the there on
he hit him. Were you
Mickey
there?
Fisher.
All right. I can't believe I'm going to say this. Oh, no, you're not. I side with Mickey on this one against my boy. From this standpoint.
Ooh.
From this standpoint.
No more crawfish boils at Sean's house.
You're cut off. From this standpoint, the debate was, and I'm real big, ask Roy, on sticking to what the debate is. Let's not go off tangent. The debate was the amount of hits Dak was taking. Broaddus and whoever else was on there started taking it to the play call. So that wasn't the point. The point was the amount of hits. Now, I do have to leave Broaddus this out. He does rewatch all the games more than I certainly
More than anybody.
More than anybody.
In the media, by far.
So there's no doubt he was watching that game.
I would leave. Well, he watched the game. My point
Maybe
is.
You didn't watch it because you weren't there.
He didn't watch it right.
He didn't watch it right. My point is, Broaddus rewatching it maybe saw Dak getting hit less than what we saw live the first time. Because live the first time, I agree with Mickey. It looked Dak was taking hits. He was getting punished. He was getting crushed. Maybe it didn't appear as bad on the replay. I did not rewatch it, but Broaddus does. And that's why
maybe you didn't watch it the right way.
Maybe I didn't watch it the right way, but I got to side with Spagnuolo on this one just a little bit.
I don't think we need to speak for Mickey or Brian. They both come on the station. They'll speak for themselves, and I think we can have some fun with this conversation. I think Broaddus's point, and maybe this got lost in this, is that the offensive line isn't to blame for all the hits because a lot of the hits came outside the pocket. I think that's part of what Broaddus is trying to say. I think the passion of those guys is great.
Yeah, I love it. It's entertaining. People always get mad, or they used to get mad at Choppy and I for being, you know, going at each other sometimes. I'm like,
no.
If we're not going to go at each other and it's just going to be boring, kiss-ass radio, then I'll go find something else to do. If we're guys, we argue, debate sports at 5 or 6 o'clock
and then
bar.
Hug it out.
Yeah, and then hug it out.
It's the old Bugs Bunny cartoon with the with the sheepdog and the coyote.
Yeah.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Barney. And then they check. They punch the clock. You ever see those?
Good
that cartoon
reference.
How
and then they go.
That?
Then they go kill each other, trying to kill each other. And then at the end of the day, 8 hours, they go punch the clock. Night, Barney. Night, Jim.
Just business.
It's just business.
You should see us if you think we argue on the air.
Woo!
Like, and Troy doesn't even see this when we go on trips.
Yeah.
Oxnard.
Yeah.
In the house at dinners. It's insane. Let's hear it one more time. All right. Mickey and Broadus. I'm going Team Spags on this, I think.
Okay.
Dak Prescott got hit more times in that game than I think I've seen in his entire career.
Well, and just
he
like
was
did you
getting
watch,
blasted.
Did you watch the game again?
I absolutely did.
What hits did he take other than the two? I saw three. The twist stunt that Connor Williams, they missed that one. He got blasted on that one. The boot and waggle was the one. He was outside the pocket that he really got.
And how about the two-point conversion when the guy blitzed and came through free?
That's right there on – that to me is on the call.
I don't care what it's on. He got hit.
Well, it's – you know, they've got to make a play.
I understand.
You know they're going to sell out.
He tried to hang on to it as long as he could.
You know they're going to sell out.
But I don't care. He got hit.
I don't think you watched the game the right way.
Well, I did watch the game the right way.
I don't think you watched the right way.
Well, I absolutely did watch the game the right way. Maybe you didn't watch it because you weren't there.
So you're the point on
I watched this morning, Mickey. I don't think you did.
That's so good.
Okay, can we try this one more time? If you're Broadus, I think you do get to say, if he disagrees with you, maybe you watched the game the wrong way.
No. The point is, how much punishment is Dak taking?
Versus who was responsible for all the hits Dak was taking.
Now,
that's a
still
separate
Broadus,
point.
It
to
is
be
a
argued.
Separate point.
It's a separate point.
Right.
So if the topic is Dak punishment, Broadus taking it to wrong play calls, offensive line and stuff. That's not the discussion. Now, where Broadus, I thought, had him in the beginning is when he's like, I rewatch it, and I wrote down three hits only. Because if you asked us right now before we played that, how many hits did Dak Prescott take on Sunday? I would have said
eight.
Eight. He got pile-driving to the ground eight times. Well, Broadus saying, I only really saw three vicious ones, and that's where – I would be scared to argue with Brian unless I rewatched it, which Mickey did. But in the game, it seemed like, you know, 6 to 8 hits.
I think Brian would probably like to take back and redo the definition of the hits and whether or not that was the real topic. And I'm sure Mick would like to take back, well, you weren't actually at the game.
Oh, man. Does he not give us the Mickey Fisher lines? Were you there? He just delivered it.
According to the box score, he was hit 8 times. Exactly, Sean. So your thought process of, at least according to the box score, that's what they registered the Jets having registered.
Which doesn't mean Mickey's wrong about the viciousness of some of them.
Yeah, I thought he got beat up. We all did. I mean, we all think he got beaten up badly in that game. On the Fantex, the props for Dak in that game, when we were talking about leadership, the Fantex said, whoa, maybe Dak isn't yelling and screaming at guys on the sideline. Maybe not. He showed leadership.
Yeah.
He got his ass busted, and he kept coming back.
He wobbles into the blue tent.
Yeah.
Wobbles out and says, give me a football.
That is leadership, too.
Yeah.
That is also leadership. All right, who's the Fantex giving the victory to?
I would say it's about 70-30 on the side of...
Broadus.
Mickey Spagnuolo.
Oh!
From the 972.
Mickey, play his boxing music. Troy, play his Rocky music. Well, never mind. No Rocky this week. Go ahead, Roy.
From the 972, totally agree with Sean. Therefore, I regrettably agree with Mickey. From the 817, unfortunately, I'm with Sean. A couple people saying, not so kind things to say about Mickey here, that Mickey instigated this argument and therefore he should be the one punished. But,
fun radio debates all the time.
Those are so fun to listen to, but it's not you being a part of it.
Broadus just texted me, happy to help with your content today. And Broadus a call. That's the thing about Brian. He'll like even respect that I'm taking Mickey's side on it. All he cares about is being a straight shooter on it. He'll call me before Jerry interviews, and he'll be like, are you going to ask him this? He's a big boy. He can handle it. Straight up ask him the tough question. So Brought us just what's the straight truth on it. So that was fun. Spagnuolo will join us at 9:20 this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.